Ity atoko iray manontolo ity a dia mikasika ny fitsangatsangana.
So it's a bit of an awkward thing to preach about. I don't think many pastors like to preach on the difficult subject. And let me clear something up at the beginning. When we talk about the moral imperatives of Scripture, the things about morality. Remember, good morals will not get you into heaven. So we don't earn our salvation by how good we are. Nevertheless, God says to us, we must be holy because He is holy. So if you understand that, then a message about adultery cannot bring someone under condemnation. But it should bring every one of us under conviction. Because Proverbs is bringing wisdom into the sphere of marriage. And marriage is one of the most important relationships that exists. If you're a kid and your parents have a bad marriage, it's traumatic for you. There's probably more inner hurt in people from their parents' marriage than almost any other kind of hurt in the world. You know what the best gift you can give to your children is? A good marriage. So we have to say this even though it hurts. Because some people have broken marriages and broken lives. I'm not preaching to make you feel more pain. I'm preaching because the ways of God are actually the right ways. So morality isn't the way to heaven. Morality is the way of heaven. Because God Himself is morally perfect. So we should seek to live a life that's modeled off God's holiness. Ultimately, that life is a way of less pain. And the life that brings God more glory. When we come to the idea of holiness within marriage, the purity of marriage, that's anchored in the purity of God, the holiness of God, the faithfulness of God, and we're acknowledging His moral perfection. God is actually worthy of more than praises. He's worthy of our obedience. And so Proverbs speaks strongly into the area of marriage. Warning us and urging us to walk in the ways of God.
tena hoe maneretsika izy andeha amin'ny lalan'Andriamanitra.
Which is actually living in the likeness of God. It's becoming more like him in our values.
Izany hoe eo amin'izay zavatra ataontsika dia tokontsika hiaina hitovy aminazy bebe kokoa.
So let's go through Proverbs chapter 5.
Andeha ro jerevantsika ny oabolana toko fahadimy.
And you can read through the whole of the chapter to verse 23.
Anak, tandrem ny fahendreko, ary atongilano ny sofinao amin'ny fahalalako, ieveranao tsara ny fisainana mazava, sy itandremany molotrao ny fahalalana. Fa ny molotry ny vehivavy jejo dia mitete toy ny tantely avy amin'ny tohotra, ary ny vavany dia malama noho ny diloilo. Nefa ny farany mangidy tahaka ny hazo mahafaty, ary maranitra ohatra ny sabatra roa lela. Ny tongony midina ho any amin'ny fahafatesany, ary ny diany mizotra ho any amin'ny fiainatsihita. Tsy mahazo mandiny lalanaina mihitsy izy, fa manjenjena ka tsy fantany akory izay alehany. Koa mianoa ary zanaka, ary aza miala amin'ny teny aloky ny vavako, ampanalaviro azy ny aleanao, ary aza manakaiky ny varavaran'ny tranony, fandrao omenao ho an'ny sasany ny voninahitra ao, ary ny taonanao ho an'izay lozabe, fandrao ivokisany vahiny ny fanananao, ary izay ny sasaranao ho tonga ao an-tranony vahiny, ka dia itoloko ianao any amparany. Raha mahavelona ny nofinao sy ny tenanao, dia anao hoe ianao, nahoana re no nankahala famaizanao, ary nahoana no naniratsira fananarana ny foko, ka tsy niain'ny tenin'ny mpanoro hevitra, ary tsy nanongilana ny sofoko iain'ny mpampianatra. Efa saika azo ny ratsy rehetra tao amin'ny fiangonana sy ny fivoriana. Misy troa rano avy amin'ny lavaka famorin-dranonao ihany, sy rano boiboika avy amin'ny fatsakanao. Ipasaka eny ivelany va ny rano avy amin'ny loharanonao, ary eny an-dalambe ny rano velonao. Aoka ho anao irery ihany izany, fa aza iombonana amin'ny hafa. Aoka ho tahina ny loharanonao, ary mifalia mivadiny fahatanoranao, fa diera vavy mahate ho ty sy hosidi tsara bika izy. Dia aoka ny tratrany no ahafeny fifalinanao mandrakariva, ary aoka ho feno faharavoravona lalandava amin'ny fitiavana ianao, fa anona ny tratran'ny vahiny janga, ka hanona ny tratran'ny vahiny janga, fa eo imason'i Jehovah ny alehan'ny olona, ary ny diany rehetra dia dininy avokoa. Ny eloky ny ratsy fanahy dia mahazo ny tenany ihany, ary ny kofehin'ny fahotany no hitanana azy. Maty noho ny tsy fahazoany famaizana izy, eny miposaka mikorapaka noho ny abehan'ny fahatalany.
Some of these words are a warning.
Ny sasany amin'ireo teny ireo dia fampitandremana.
Some of them are a very strong encouragement.
Ary ny sasany amin'izy ireo kosa dia tena fampaherezana lehibe.
It ends telling you if you disregard the warning.
Dia mifara izy miteny raha ohatra ataonao tsinotsinona ilay fampitandremana.
It's wickedness.
Dia faharatsiana.
And you will die.
Ary dia ho faty ianao.
For lack of discipline.
Noho ny ilay tsy fisiana izay hoe discipline izay.
You've been led astray by your own great folly.
Ianao dia notarihan'ilay fahadalanao lehibe hiala.
What it actually says is if you don't listen to these words, you're an idiot.
Tenenin'izany hoe raha ohatra ianao tsy miaino an'ireo teny ireo dia tsy saina ianao.
You are stupid.
Tsy saina.
If you don't heed these words,
and
it will cost you your life.
You know,
once I heard the most wonderful thing.
I
heard from someone via someone else that there was a man in this church,
and
he had. His marriage hadn't been great.
Ny fanambadiana dia tsy tsara.
and he had been kind of getting involved with another woman. He was attracted to another woman. It wasn't yet a relationship, but he was thinking about it. And then he said he had heard the word preached. And he had decided that he would not go after that other woman. But he would reinvest his life in his marriage. That is revival. That is the gospel changing a heart. I don't care how big a crusade you can have in the city and how many people you can put in a stadium. There's an oversupply of evangelism. There's an undersupply of changed hearts. A man who understands God saying, don't go that way, go this way. That's revival. That's utterly radical. That's a miracle. That is glorious.
It's
magnificent. So when we look at Proverbs, and it teaches us something, when you put it into practice, that's when the gospel is taking ownership of your heart. That's when you're really trusting Jesus. You see, this text is so simple. I'm just going to go through it. And then we're finished. But you have to apply it by revelation that this is the way to life.
It
starts out telling you that you must pay attention. In verse 2, it says, maintain discretion and preserve knowledge. There's something you have to take a hold of and you have to fight to keep it. Because the lips of the adulteress drip honey. Oh man, it's tempting. We would be dishonest if we said temptation never comes. The Bible is much more honest than that. It says temptation comes. It even says sin is pleasurable. For a season. Before it reaps its harvest of death. Her speech is smoother than oil. She looks more attractive than your wife. Her voice is sexier than your wife. Your wife is pointing out all your problems, but this one is attractive. This happens. It takes place. It's real. It's not just men. Women are also tempted.
Yet
Single people who aren't married are tempted in the area of their sexuality. In the end, she is bitter. Sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps lead straight to the grave. Men, when you are being tempted to stray, the conclusion of it is death if you walk that path. I see a beautiful woman. She's attractive. And I look and I think, if I go down that road, I must tell myself, no good can come from this. No good can come from going down that road. Temporary pleasure. Broken hearts, broken families. So, we see a couple more thoughts in verse 7 and
8.
How do we respond? Don't go there. Stay far from her. Don't go near the door of her house. A woman used to go to work every day on the train. She had a
machine.
Conversation with the guy every time she saw him on the train. She started to feel an emotional connection grow. She was falling in love with another man who made conversation much better than her husband. She had a choice. Keep going that way.
And
the end would have destroyed her marriage. Or catch another train. Go at a different time of day. Avoid the man. It's so simple. It's not easy. But you have to have your eyes open. The Bible is clear. It says you can't carry on in the same path when you are falling in love with someone else. Or being tempted to get involved with someone else. If they work where you work, resign and find another job. How precious is your life to you? Jobs come and go. You have one life to live. Once you've messed it up, it's very difficult to put it back together again. The warning is there. In verse 9 and 10, you will pay a massive price. Read verse 9 and
10. Fandrao umenao an sasany voninahitrao ary ny taonanao ho an izay lozabe fandrao ivokisany vahiny ny fanananao ary izay ny sasaranao ho tonga ho atranony vahiny.
You will pay a massive price if you don't walk in God's ways.
Tena andoso sarany lehibe ianao rehefa tsy mandeha amin'ny lalan'Andriamanitra.
So we are called to faithfulness. And this is lived out over a lifetime. Because it only comes at the end, you realize how you lived your life.
Satria any amfara nene zavo tena hitanao hoe otrany ho anatiko ny ainanao an'ny fiainanao.
Today I chose not to flirt.
Androany aho ny safidy tsy hoe ikotikoty.
Today I chose to look another way.
Androany ny safidy hoe andeha hitodika makaria ko ny lalako fa tsy ary intsony.
But if I walked on the wrong path.
Fa raha mandeha amin'ilay lalana diso aho.
My day would pretty much play out the same.
Ny fiainako mety mbola mitovitovy mitovy foana ihany.
Oh, I just had a conversation with a friend at work.
Andresadresaka tamin'ny namako tao am-piasana.
Meanwhile, all the time I'm feeding off it and really enjoying this person who's not my wife.
Nefany ao anatin'izay aho manao izay ampitombo an'ilay izy, mamahana an'ilay izy, mankafy an'ilay fifandraisako amin'ilay olona tsy vadiko.
But no one noticed.
Tsisy mahatsikaritra.
My wife doesn't know.
Ny vadiko angamba alalana
ilay izy. I just went home feeling a bit happier than I normally feel.
Fa tonga fotsiny aho mody, mihoatrany hoe falifaly kokoa noho ny isan'andro fotsiny aho
hatrany. She smiled at me.
Satria nitsiky tamiko izy.
Not my wife, the woman at work.
Tsy ilay vadiko ilay vehivavy tany ampiasana.
It made my ego feel good.
Dia ohatrany mampatonga anahy mahatsapatsapa tena hoe tsaratsara kokoa.
So it seems like a small thing.
Dia ohatrany hoe zavatra kely ilay izy.
But these things work themselves out over a lifetime.
Fa iny zavatra iny miezaka mitenany eo ihany iny mandritra ny fiainana iray manontolo.
Look at verse 11 to 14.
Ndao ny jerevantsika eo amin'ny andininy faharaika ambin'ny folo ka hatramin'ny fahaefatra ambin'ny folo hoe ka dia hitoloky ianao any aparany raha mialevina ny fonao nofinao sy ny tenanao. Dia anao hoe ianao nahoana re no nankahala famaizanao ary nahoana no naniratsira fananarana ny foko ka tsy niain'ny teniny mpanoro hevitra ahy ary tsy nanongilana ny sofoko iain'ny mpampianatra ahy efa saika azon'ny ratsy rehetra aho tao amin'ny fiangonana sy ny fivoriana.
So now comes the encouragement part.
Iny fa tonga le fampaherezana le aple hoe fampaherezana.
Whether you're married or not yet married,
na ianao efa manambady na mbola tsy manambady,
these truths are true.
Izany fahamarinana izany dia marina.
In other words, if you're single, you can plan to live this way.
Raha tenena amin'ny teny hafa hoe raha mbola toka tena ihany koa ianao dia efa afaka manao planina iaina amin'izao lalana izao.
And if you're married, you can decide to live this way.
Ary raha ohatra ianao efa manambady dia afaka manapa-kevitra koa hoe iaina amin'io lalana io koa.
Verse 15.
Andin fatim embefulu.
Drink water from your own cistern.
Mistu rano fiam lava kun famurin rano yan.
Running water.
Ranum green.
From your own well.
Afiam ni fatakano yanku.
In verse 17, it speaks about the privacy, the exclusivity. It says, let them be yours alone.
Ario mnendin fa fitam befulu is dem laza we, yis etum fangarungarwa, fa we manuka no zizwe, auka wana uririan san.
Never shared with strangers.
Aza sarainam fa yin.
Build intimacy and privacy and exclusivity into your marriage.
Tena hoe mamokara fifakatiavana kaika mamokara hoe ho anareo rery ihany izany ao anatin'ny fanambadianareo.
Drink your water there.
Ao ianao misotro ny ranonao.
As a man, I have a sexual appetite.
Mahalelana manana ako hoe fahazotoana araka ara-sex. Manana ako eny filana ranofo fa le hoe fahazotoana amin'izany.
Women do too.
Ny vehivavy koa manana an'izay.
And emotional appetites.
Ary le manana an'izay
a need for emotional connection.
Misy mila an'izay hoe fifandraisanao araka emotion izay.
The Bible says get it, it's good for you.
Baiboly dia milaza hoe alaivo le izy tsara ho anao le izy fahazotokomana izay le teny teo.
Get it within your own marriage.
Fa ao anatin'le fanambadianao ihany ianao maka an'izay.
Drink, it says.
Ozy izay misotro.
Sex is good, it says.
Ozy izay tsara ne le sex ozy.
Being connected emotionally is good.
Le hoe ianao tena mifandray ara-petsepo iny tsara izany.
Fight for it.
Tena miadio an'le izy.
Build it.
Tena ataovy hoe tambaro mihitsy le izy.
Reach out for it.
Tena takaro le izy.
In your own marriage.
Fa ao anatin'le fanambadianao
ihany. Drink from your own cistern.
Ozy izay misotro avy amin'ny loharanonao
ihany. Running, it says flowing, there's an abundance.
Izany hoe mitobaka le izy tena be da be izany le izy.
It says in verse 18, may your fountain be blessed. Can you see what the Bible is telling you? The greatest blessing is right there in your own marriage. I want to enjoy something. I must enjoy my wife. That's where I must look for the enjoyment. Rejoice in the wife of your youth. Make your marriage a celebration of each other. I know it's not easy. This is something you have to fight for and build over a lifetime. Some days it's all fight and no build. You walk out thinking that day was a waste of time. And you may think, why did I even marry this person? Now, turn back to your marriage and start building again. May your fountain be blessed. It's a fountain. It can pour out much more than you imagine. Some people think that the Christians are all like conservative and against sex. The Bible is not like that. The Bible celebrates sex as a gift from God. It's not prudish and conservative. It's extravagant. It says enjoy. Drink deep. Feast. It's also telling you where to find that feast. Look at verse 19. A loving doe, a graceful deer, may her breast satisfy you always, may you ever be captivated by her love.
See,
the Bible actually says the husband should enjoy his wife's breasts. It's not conservative and prudish, it's real. It says sex can be delightful. In the context of marriage. It's holy. It's beautiful. It's glorious. But you have to choose to take it there. You choose to find your satisfaction there. You can go and read Song of Solomon. Don't over-spiritualize it. It's not all metaphors. It's two people in love who want to drink from each other. God can bless that fountain. That's wisdom to build your life well. Proverbs gives us wisdom for our words. Wisdom to do with our wealth. Wisdom to do with the workplace and our jobs. It also gives us wisdom for relationships. And it devotes a lot of time to this theme.
Ary de tena manoka tena mihitsy izy hoe be da be amin'ity loha hevitry ity.
Of choosing the path of faithfulness.
De le hoe fisafidianana le lalana izay hoe mahatoky.
Sometimes it's really hard.
Indraindray le izy sarotra be.
It's still the better path.
Kanefa mbola iny ihany no lalana tsara kokoa.
Choose to build your life on that path.
Misafidiana andrafitra ny fiainanao amin'izany lalana izany.
If you're single,
raha toka tena ianao,
choose that that's the marriage you're going to build.
Misafidiana hoe karazam-panambadiana tahaka an'izany tianao
ahorina.
Indray androany ianao rehefa hanambady.
Decide today you're going to have a life of faithfulness.
Dia misafidiana sahady androany hoe izaho dia hiaina fiainana mahatoky.
That is also a glorious drinking deep of someone.
Izany ihany koa dia anisan'ny zavatra be voninahitra ahafahanao hoe miditra lalina misotro lalina avy amin'ny olona anankiray.
Let's pray.
Ndaontsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word.
Ry Andriamanitra ray eo misaotra ny amin'ny teninao.
We either reject the correction it brings or we embrace it.
Na izay mandany le fananarana izay tonga na raisinay.
If we reject it, we suffer the pain.
Ralavinay izany dia izahay no angiry firy amin'ilay iry firy.
But if we embrace your word,
fa raha raisinay kosa ho anay ny teninao,
in the end there is blessing.
Any amin'ny farany dia izy fitahiana.
Give us the strength,
omeo hery izahay,
through your grace,
amin'ny alalan'ny mamakivaky ao anatin'ny fahasoavanao,
to follow your ways,
mba hahafahanay manaraka ny lalanao.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.